Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, and as I was contemplating what we're going to be talking about this morning, I was thinking, you know, it's very hard for rational people to believe that scientific studies could be misappropriated and misused to do harm to people. After all, isn't the purpose of science to bring out the truth? And yet, of course, as you begin studying what's going on in the world, why, you find that very often science is used to conceal truth and to spread misinformation, and there really are people who are withholding important information that would benefit people's health and spreading information that is causing people harm. And so often on our programs, why, you'll hear us talk about, the story of aspartame, a poison has had a profound impact on the lives of people, has dramatically increased the incidence of malignant brain tumors, and they knew this was going to happen before the aspartame was released for public consumption. But, of course, Donald Rumsfeld, president of Cereal, had a lot of power. Well, certainly there are many, many subjects we could talk about this morning, and there are a couple of new studies that hopefully our guest, Bill Sardi, will begin addressing. One of them, of course, is the fact that they claim that garlic really doesn't do any good, and another one that claims that vitamins, antioxidant vitamins and products really don't do any good at all. And the inference is why you shouldn't bother be taking them. We want you to take our expensive medications, those that have been determined to be effective by science. Well, this morning we're going to be talking about one of the great scams of modern times. I mean, why are so many Americans dying of heart disease? Are we getting the truth about the cause of heart disease? And so you don't want to hear me. You want to talk. You want to hear Bill. Bill is a health journalist. He does a tremendous amount of research. His material is excellent. It's valid. He always sends me the original studies so I can go over them and evaluate them. But before we do our programs, and this morning we're going to be talking about the cause of heart disease and how you can help it. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it is not by taking another statin pill. Hi, Bill. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and we're going to go back in history today. I know there's some current news, but we're going to go back in history for just one moment to kind of give you the historical legacy of all of this. A huckster, a man named Adolphus Hohensee, a lecturer in Denver, 1952, and he was talking and selling vitamin pills, and he was telling everybody how you needed them and why you needed the B vitamins and vitamin C and so on. And what happened to Adolphus Hohensee? He was driven out of business by the Food and Drug Administration for the very same science that years later showed all of what he said to be true, that you needed vitamin pills, that you had to have them, that the diet was changing, that Americans could no longer get good nutrition out of their foods. Yes, he was a moneymaker. Yes, he exaggerated. But yes, he told the truth. And of course, he was driven out of business by the Food and Drug Administration. All this occurred in the 1950s. And, of course, Adolphus Hohensee, you'd never hear his name. But it's part of the legacy, part of the upcoming, of course, attack on dietary supplements, which we've predicted. It's been on my website now for weeks. Beware the upcoming attack on dietary supplements. Why should you be interested, whether you take these or not? You should be interested. The front page of the New York Times, Dr. Howard Markle, pointing out how drugged America is. Yes, drugged. And we're worried about the dietary supplements, the garlic cloves and the pills and the what we do here is so nonsensical. Now they're telling us that the antioxidants could kill you, could increase the risk of mortality. Now, of course, you can rig these studies, and what these are called are meta-analyses. So they take 68 studies. Well, it's the ones they don't include. They eliminated all the studies that didn't cause any deaths. Well, you mean the positive ones that would have skewed the statistics over to showing that there is no harm? Yeah, they removed all those. So you can rig any of these meta-analyses. They take 68 different studies that were done with different doses and under different conditions. Some are among healthy people, some are among smokers, and so on. And then they try to make sense of it all. And they're trying to say that by taking these higher doses of dietary supplements, higher doses, they hardly used anything that would work in these studies. Vitamin C in particular, you have to take it in staggered doses even to raise the blood level for more than a couple of hours. You couldn't have gotten any effect whatsoever, so you couldn't have killed anybody. But they're saying that the mortality rate went up slightly. Overall, there was no danger. But when you looked at a certain group of studies that were pulled out and examined, then, of course, they could select these, and then they show a slight increased risk.
The old adage is figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure.
If you take all 68 studies, there's no risk, but if you take out the 47 that they considered, well, higher quality studies, well, the problem is, which ones did you include, since you didn't put the other, there's literally hundreds they left out that showed no deaths whatsoever, but they left all of those out. So they're only examining the ones where there were deaths, and of course, you're coming to conclusions that are false. Part of this, let's just go along with their tune here, because let's just go along and say, okay, there might be a slight increased risk in mortality taking these dietary supplements. The problem you get to, it sends the wrong message. They're talking about vitamin C, vitamin E, selenium, and beta-carotene. How many Americans are deficient in vitamin C? According to Carol Johnston, University of Arizona State, why, she's talking about 16 to 23% of Americans. How many are deficient in vitamin E? Virtually every American, unless they're supplementing, same with vitamin C, because we get about 9 to 11 milligrams of vitamin E in our diet every day. The recommended daily allowance is 15. So virtually, as a population at whole, we're all under that, and we're sending the wrong message to back away from these pills. You didn't hear this in the story that they wrote, because I just don't tell you.
We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Snyder. And, well, there's so much false information we put out in order to lose control.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is health journalist Bill Sardi. Bill, please pick the story up.
Going back to the New York Times, Dr. Howard Merkel giving us the shocking story, prescription drugs and over-the-counter medications. 30% report using five or more of these medications in the same time period. This is a 2004 study. Among senior citizens, 75% of all Americans over the age of 65 roughly took four prescription drugs on a daily basis in 2005, and it goes on to say the 75-year-olds are typically on eight different prescription medications a day with high chance of misuse. It doubles the risk of being admitted to the emergency room for an adverse drug event with all this polypharmacy, is what they call it, many drugs being taken at one time. And, of course, we have no studies that takes all eight drugs and studies whether they're compatible with each other. And yet, with all of this as the concern that's in the New York Times, we're supposed to spit out the vitamin pills and be concerned about them. And this is the misdirection that's going on. And so we read these studies. Now, in this meta-analysis on the antioxidants, of course, as I say, it misleads because it tells people that possibly these high doses of vitamin pills. They're hardly high doses whatsoever. And it's just difficult to tell people because you sound like you're on the defensive with these kinds of... when you come to the defense of this, you're just on the defensive. That's all you are. And so it's very difficult to get people... you know, it's kind of like the accusation, you know, how many times have you beaten your wife? Well, immediately you're on the defensive, you see. You've never beaten your wife, but how many times have you done it? So it's one of those questions, and you get into this defensive posture, and then you sound guilty. So in this case, with the antioxidants, it could hardly be said they're of any concern. I wish that they did lower the mortality rate, but in general, what we're finding is the antioxidants work best among the people who are truly deficient. And if they would look at that subgroup, the smokers and the people, the diabetics and others, then they really shine and they really do lower the mortality rate. And there are many people who are truly deficient, and we're talking about vitamin C, E, selenium, and beta-carotene. But we're not talking about even more powerful antioxidants that we find that bind to iron, and you've heard me talk about iron before, and this would be found in grapes and olives and berries and tea and so on. And in this very same journal, American Medical Association, just a few months ago, they pointed out that green tea decreases the all-cause mortality rate, and it keeps increasing that benefit, that reduction in the all-cause mortality rate for any cause, with each cup of tea that you drink. So it was dose dependent. And of course, they don't tell you green tea binds to iron. It's one of the reasons why it works. This is the reason why there's a tremendous interest in what we call polyphenols, or molecules from the berries, the tea, the olives, and the grapes, and so on. And of course, you've heard me talk about the red wine molecule resveratrol, which is a chelator or binder to copper. It's another metal in the body. It controls iron as well, and there's about a 31% reduction in mortality for men, about 18% for women. So we know where to go now to talk about significant reductions in mortality. And, of course, the French, drinking the wine and experiencing, of course, one-third. This is a 67% drop in mortality from coronary artery disease simply by practicing the wine drinking with their meals every day. They have a mortality rate about 91 per 100,000 versus 240 per 100,000 in North America. So it's a striking difference. It's not just a small number. So we know what to do, but we're scaring people away from the vitamins, and I don't know what the smokers and the diabetics and some of the older adults who don't absorb these nutrients very well. I don't know what they hear when a news broadcast or an NBC and CBS says the latest study shows taking high doses of these nutrients can be harmful and increase your risk of dying. So they were hardly high doses at all. I do believe there's at some point diminishing returns with vitamin E, and probably 200 units is good for most people. But that's for the healthy, and when you're sick, you may need a lot more, and this is certainly true with vitamin C, and you need to take it through the day to get higher blood levels, and the blood levels can reach much higher, 3 to 7 times higher if you're taking it through the day in staggered doses than they ever said before. Prior to this, they had said it was just worthless, doesn't get the blood level up, and you're just wasting your money, and it's expensive urine with all the vitamin C coming out. But it is a water-soluble nutrient, does need to be taken throughout the day. The animals make it all day long. And, of course, as we know, and we've instructed here on your radio program, is the obvious take on animals as we look and see that they synthesize or make vitamin C continually through their liver or kidneys. They take the blood sugar that circulates through those organs and enzymatically converts it to vitamin C. So if high dose was trouble, we'd see all these animals dying off because they make thousands of milligrams of vitamin C a day. Certainly an equal-sized animal, let's take a billy goat, which is about 160 pounds, makes about 13,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day, and more if he's under stress. It's a hormone in those animals. It's a vitamin for us. I was just reading in a journal on food and nutrition, and a couple of evolutionary biologists, a couple ladies, were writing that these high doses, these vitamins, could be toxic. And certainly, it's as bad as the deficiency, maybe even worse. Of course, with a rationale like that, I guess it's true. If I overfed my kids, it would be more trouble than if I didn't feed them. I mean, what? I mean, that's so obvious, it's ridiculous, but they're writing an article in the Food and Nutrition Journal about, you know, staying away from high-dose dietary supplements. 40% of Americans are deficient in vitamin B12, maybe 80% deficient in vitamin D, 100% unless you're supplementing are deficient in vitamin C. I don't know what they're talking about. I mean, they have no idea. They're such novices. They just read this in, you know, and scare everyone away. It's kind of interesting the take evolutionary biologists would have for this, because they pointed out that we probably, quote, didn't evolve. Now, I don't believe the evolutionary theory has ever been proven, ever any much evidence to put it together, but they say we, quote, evolved, and what made it all possible was the availability of omega-3 oils. You find this in fish, and therefore the marine life is where you get a lot of this, and then we would have come up out of the ocean, and then the life would have come up on shore, and then and had this, and this is where you get it. Now, the fish get it from phytoplankton that they eat, but once you're up on land, you're going to have to find it in other sources by eating meat. You can get some out of meat if it's grass-fed. They grain-feed the meat today, so you hardly have any omega-3 oils in it. So we're actually devolving today. The brain requires this type of fat for the neurons to develop. And so today, there is no American, unless he's supplementing, that could possibly get enough omega-3 oil to properly maintain and function in the brain, and yet they're saying stay away from these supplements. If you want to talk about evolution, why, let's just go there. And by the way, the apes that they found and said that the great apes then that became humans, these hominids, they lived inland. They were far away from fish and marine sources of omega-3, and I don't know how they can say that we evolved from them. They would have had a lower development anyway. And as we're talking about evolution, you see, we think that humans once made their own vitamin C. They developed a genetic flaw in their liver. They no longer make one of the four enzymes needed to convert blood sugar to vitamin C, and therefore we've actually not been a progressive evolutionary survival of the fittest species. We've actually devolved. We've actually not lived as long as maybe humans did in the past when they made their own vitamin C. Now, that's exactly what the Bible says, that the patriarchs lived for hundreds of years. There may be some truth to that as we sort it all out, because we can see that at one time humans actually made vitamin C, and then there was a genetic flaw. Sometimes these genetic flaws occur when there's intermarriage, and the Bible says that in the days of Noah, there were eight family members in Noah's family who had to intermarry. They were the only ones left on the earth. And it would have taken a genetic bottleneck of that sort for all of mankind then to not make vitamin C, as this is true, regardless what country, what race, what genetic heritage you have. Every human is flawed with this lack of ability to make vitamin C. Now, they know where the gene is. It's broken gene. Everyone has it on the planet. And, of course, this is an interesting development as they understand it. And, of course, if you're talking about humans progressively evolving from apes into humans, well, the apes don't make it either, so it doesn't fit the evolutionary... Well, don't bring up this stuff that destroys the evolutionary theory. We know that's fact already, don't we? I mean, you can't even argue it with them. So none of this... if you believe in evolution, then you should believe in good nutrition, because that's how they say it all occurred, really. So you can't go along this way. What we're seeing now is a tremendous de-evolving, if you believe in evolution. We're really regressing as a species, because we simply don't have the nutrients that our grandfathers and others once had. And so we're just not eating the right foods. They're all processed foods. The grains have had not only a lot of nutrients removed, but the bran factor has been removed, so we can't control the iron and so many other nutrients. Magnesium was 500 milligrams a day in a typical American diet in 1900, and today, over 100 years later, we hardly get 250 milligrams. It's created a tremendous unbalance between calcium and magnesium, and so now we calcify, and we have a greater problems with a dominant calcium. We eat a lot of dairy, which is calcium, very little source of magnesium, and it's hard to make up for it because we get it out of green leafy vegetables and nuts and things like that, but those aren't high in volume. So it's very difficult for us to get enough magnesium without supplementing. And if you're short on magnesium, you'll not only have calcifications, you'll have muscle cramps and anxiety disorder, and this is part of the whole syndrome with the bipolar disease, the mental disease. Bipolar is mood swings up and down. And certainly you're going to have trouble with sleep because it's needed for that. Magnesium makes about 300 enzymes in the body, so you'd be short on those and so on. So all of this really takes place. So you look at people that take magnesium supplements. It does a lot to prevent blood clots and has a positive effect on your cholesterol and so on. So we just don't get that. We normally would have had this in our diet. Now, as that dissipated, it should have been fortified back into the diet, and the Food and Nutrition Board is neglecting doing that, not only with magnesium but with vitamin D, folic acid. We still see the spina bifida babies. We could just fortify the foods more, and yet the FDA has drugged their feet on it, and only recently we've seen the Food and Nutrition Board take a little action. And, of course, the rate of spina bifida and birth defects is going down, but not like it should. So we need more folic acid. And of course, now the greater tragedy that most Americans are really deficient in sunlight exposure. The dermatologists have scared us away from the sun. It's only ended up in increasing the risk of mortal malignant melanoma in the skin is vitamin D is actually a protection from skin cancer. And of course, we're going in the wrong direction, and so many Americans are deficient, and we're confused because we hear that if we take too much vitamin D, it's toxic. We hear that's absolutely untrue, and of course, we've never even had a case of this occurring except where they were given synthetic vitamin D where they were overdosed in a milk carton or something because somebody put too much in. So and you can't overdose on sunlight, which makes vitamin D continue.
We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi as we begin to explore this whole substance, subject of vitamin D. And, of course, why this is so very, very important is to protect your health and to protect your heart.
Dare to compare. With hundreds of nutritional drinks flooding the market, the best way to know what you're really getting is to compare. Compare Tunguska Blast, a powerful bioavailable drink, to other drinks. Tunguska Blast, core nutritional technology with 10 concentrated therapeutic properties, botanicals, and co-extracted essential oils. It increases energy, physical performance, supports your immune system, and enhances mental clarity. Compare and see the Tunguska advantage by calling Ann Johnson at Brightside Natural Health Food Store, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, who is actually qualified to get a VA loan?
The general rule is 2 years active duty service or 6 years in the reserves. Shorter time requirements during wartime service.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans, utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, that's Stan here, and our guest, Bill Sardi. And Bill, before we go on, why don't you get out your web page so people would know how to reach you?
If you'd like to tune in to some of these studies that we're reporting on, the rebuttal on the antioxidants increase the mortality rate, that garlic cloves are worthless, and we have a new report. We're just one pill away from, of course, vanquishing the two major causes of mortality in the United States with just one vitamin pill. You can find those reports at knowledgeofhealth.com, knowledgeofhealth.com, and you're welcome to visit there. Find some friends if you don't, if you're not webified, and let them help you find the reports to print them out. And, of course, one of the reports there talking about the lowly garlic clove and how they did this study with a real fresh garlic clove, which they crushed and then used, and then they also used a garlic pill known to produce allicin, the active ingredient in garlic cloves when you crush them, and then a garlic pill, aged garlic pill, that does not produce that active ingredient. And then they tested them for circulating cholesterol effects. After 6 months of use, there was no effect whatsoever. But the thumbs down on garlic is certainly should have been anticipated because, as we claim, they're on the wrong street. Circulating cholesterol numbers are meaningless and worthless, and they don't tell us how much of that cholesterol is actually sticking to the artery wall. This was actually proven in a study with animals where they actually took the garlic and then studied the plaque area, how much plaque sticks. And when they used the garlic and it had the allicin, the fresh crushed garlic clove, well, then it worked. And the plaque area was much smaller when animals were fed a high cholesterol or a high fat diet. So, and by the way, it does all this without being toxic like statin drugs are, which the only way they do is lower your circulating cholesterol numbers by interfering with the organ that produces cholesterol, the liver, and causing it to malfunction. It's actually a liver toxin, and that's how it works. So garlic works in a different way, just keeps the plaque from sticking to the arterial wall. The plaque area in one study was reduced from 56 to 68% just by using pure allicin, the active ingredient when you crush a garlic clove. So, and we just know that garlic is good for us. Everybody knows that. We don't get the full benefit when we do heat the garlic, boil it, and so on. And they actually had a study where they had humans either swallow a garlic clove or chew it and then swallow it. And when you chewed it, it's when you got all the benefits. So you do need to activate it by mixing enzymes to make a little molecule called allicin. Doesn't last very long, but once you've made it, you swallow it down, and it has lots of benefit. And of course, another benefit of garlic is it not only keeps the cholesterol plaque from forming, but it keeps the arterial calcifications. And there's a report on our website talking about just one pill away and why it's probably calcium deposits in our arteries, not the cholesterol. Only 3% of arterial plaque is cholesterol and 50% is calcium. I don't know why they haven't ever told us this before. And, of course, over 500,000 Americans every year die of a sudden death heart attack with a normal to low circulating cholesterol number. So cholesterol does not explain most heart attacks. Three-quarters of the people taking statin drugs, according to Dr. John Abramson, author of Overdosed America, three-quarters of the people taking statin drugs will get no benefit. It does not lower the mortality rate. But remember, you're supposed to avoid and stay away from those high-dose vitamin pills, garlic capsules, all this. Even a clove of garlic, I guess, according to the latest studies. The studies are skewed, and they're on the wrong street, and they're misleading you. And so now if you have if you go and get an angiogram and there's no plaque in your arteries, and then you go get a blood test and your cholesterol's low and you can walk out of the doctor's office and have a sudden death heart attack, but if you walk across the street and you attend one of these CAT scan centers, CT scans, and that will test how much calcium is in your arteries, and if your calcium artery score is zero, then your risk of having a heart attack is nil, near zero. It's calcium. It's not cholesterol that's been doing this all along. Even in the high-risk groups that have either had strokes, heart attacks, or have angina, out of 75 people taking a statin drug, only one will benefit. The other 74 get no benefit out of it all. And yet, we continually get this litany from our public health authorities that serve as a public relations agency for the drug companies and the big food companies, and that's what they do, and of course to be told that we need to take statin drugs. So you're not going to get anywhere there. Women, your increased risk of heart disease rises 360% as menopause onsets. What happens in menopause? You start losing estrogen. You're not producing as much. Estrogen doesn't send the signal to hold the calcium in your bones. It starts to come out, clog your arteries, and create osteoporosis. And so then, as it clogs your arteries, your risk of heart disease goes up. It's not cholesterol. It's the calcium. And then what are you told to do but to supplement with more and more oral calcium, clogging your arteries from both directions? You wouldn't be dumb enough to pour water into a barrel that has a hole in the bottom, and yet that's what your bones have, because as soon as you lose the estrogen, why then your bones aren't going to hold the calcium. Eating more calcium won't fix your problem. It doesn't in Japan. They have a very low rate. They eat about half as much calcium as we do. They don't have the bone problems. They don't have the hip fractures. And how do they do it? They replace the estrogen signal with a mild form of estrogen that they get from soybeans, fermented sources that are very concentrated, miso and tempeh, the soy cereals and burgers and milk that you drink here in America hardly has any of these estrogen, weak estrogen-like molecules, but unless it's fermented and concentrated. But we can get it from flaxseed meal, the crushed flaxseed. It's a Bible seed. And, of course, it goes way back in time. If you crush the seed or put it in a coffee grinder, and then you'll get the flax meal, and then you'll be able to get the lignans. They're weak estrogen-like molecules, 1,000th the strength of estrogen, and they'll thicken your hair, make your skin look beautiful, put you in a good mood, improve your sex life if you're in middle age, and certainly do lots of other wonderful things for you. And, of course, they have a flaxseed meal has omega-3 oil, has fiber, has a lot of other nutrients in it. So and these lignans, and they're just 1,000th the strength of your natural estrogen. Yes, guys, a little estrogen won't hurt you. It'll help your prostate. You won't be getting up at night. It'll thicken your hair. I think that's what gets guys to raise their eyebrows. Oh, something that'll help my hair. I mean, guys see that their hair is receding as time goes on, and your testosterone dominant. You need to just kind of balance that out a little bit, and it helps you to regrow thicker hair and get more hair on your head. So,
Bill, can you buy the crushed flaxseed meal? Do you have to grind it yourself?
You don't have to grind it yourself. It's available in stores.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi to wrap up this morning's program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to health, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Hello, if you stand here at the American Freedom Network, I guess Bill Sardi, we're talking about the real cause of heart disease, which is not cholesterol. And if you look at the studies on how well people do after they take their statin drugs, as he points out, 1 in 75 benefits from the statin drugs, and 74 out of 75 don't benefit from the statin drugs. But if we want to poison your liver, we want to get your cholesterol down, and ladies and gentlemen, the statin drugs work. They get your cholesterol down, but does that decrease your mortality? No. But boy, you've sure got great numbers there, and the doctor can point out how your cholesterol is dropping. But what's it going to do as far as death from heart disease? So pick up the story about calcification, and of course the new work is coming out showing it's the calcification of the arteries, the hardening of the arteries, that leads to the heart attack, and what can we do about it?
Well, certainly we have seen a way where modern medicine is disease-mongered, and they figured out a way to keep churning the high numbers of people that need treatment, but never really fixing the problem. This is wonderful for Wall Street, wonderful for drug companies, wonderful for companies that make cardiac stents. They keep the volume, and these cardiac centers all trying to pay off their mortgages and so on. So they need these high numbers. But what they need to do is give the public some sort of a ruse, some sort of an idea that they're helping them and treating them. And this has been the distraction of cholesterol. It's gone on and on. It was Dr. Stephen Seely who reported in the International Journal of Cardiology in 1991 that countries that consume more calcium are the ones that have cardiovascular disease as the chief cause of mortality. And it's the dairy countries. This is Ireland, Scandinavian countries, North America, New Zealand, the countries that have the grazing land for the cattle and have the water. So this is where you see the highest rates of cardiovascular disease. And of course, now we know what the major antidotes are to calcifications in the arteries, and they're not drugs. They're all natural remedies. And, of course, vitamin K from green leafy vegetables, magnesium. We just talked about natural calcium blocker. IP6 rice bran extract, great as a cleanse to clean your arteries out. But more so, vitamin D, which we get from sunlight. And, of course, as we look at this and examine it, it's vitamin D that can really fight these calcifications. And we have a report on my website. We talk about this, that we're just one pill away. Humanity's on the verge of a giant leap forward, because if Americans would get over their phobia and take a vitamin D pill in the range of about 5,000 units a day, it would literally vanquish the two leading causes of mortality in the United States. According to estimates by researchers, a 30 to 50% drop in cancer rates, up to a 70% decline in cardiovascular disease, the major two causes of death. You don't hear about this from the National Institutes of Health. They usually have giant press conferences about the development of tamoxifen, statin drugs, or Vioxx, or any of these, but not for lowly vitamin D, which could, of course, reduce the doctoring and all the medical expenses. Now, Dr. William Grant in San Francisco estimating, if Americans would take a vitamin D pill, just 1,000 units a day, it would cost about $1 billion a year, but it would save somewhere in the range of, I believe it was $40 to $56 billion a year in healthcare costs. We would save even more if we'd increase the dose even further. And by the way, most autoimmune disease would be vanquished. This would be, of course, your lupus and your rheumatoid arthritis, as well as multiple sclerosis. Your osteoporosis would be corrected, Parkinson's disease, schizophrenia, high blood pressure, and, of course, even tuberculosis, which infects one-third of the population of the world. They cannot figure out how to adequately treat tuberculosis. They need to give three antibiotics for a number of months. Most people are not compliant. because you didn't kill it all off, you develop antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis. But if you treat it with vitamin D, you might see this go away totally because it elevates the immune system properly, doesn't overdo it. And, of course, vitamin D, literally ready to lead modern medicine out of the dark ages, literally dark, no sunshine, don't make vitamin D. And certainly we've also been ushered over to be phobic about vitamin D. And, of course, from sunlight, and what they did was not only tell us that we could overdose on the vitamin pills, but we could overdose on sunshine and not to stay out in the sun very long and use sunscreens. The mortality rate for malignant melanoma rose when we started using sunscreens because it blocked the UVB rays, the fast tanning rays that make vitamin D, which lowers the risk of all forms of cancer. So they actually cause now 7,000 Americans to die every year. No better way to fill dermatology offices than to strike fear and cause 7,000 people to die and race in. It's good for their business. They don't want to stop this. But this is actually what occurred. They've only admitted in the last year or two now that by doing this, they allowed the deeper penetrating UVA rays, these are the slower tanning rays, to reach the skin and cause the cancer, while the UVB that would have protected from it was blocked by the sunscreen. So, and we see this, people phobic, and they're using more and more sunscreen and getting more melanoma. So if you want to use sunscreen, use it on your face to keep away from the skin aging. But we need about 20 minutes of sunshine. If we're darker skinned, we may need 40 minutes or more closer to noontime or midday, and we need about 40% body exposure. That would be the front and the back of our trunk, or our arms and legs. We're just not getting that kind of exposure to the sun regularly. And, of course, Dr. John Cannell of the Vitamin D Council, you can go to their website, vitamindcouncil.com, suggesting that and showing evidence that the winter colds and flu come in the winter when the vitamin D levels are low, and challenging everyone to take a 50,000-unit vitamin D pill. And I did this twice this winter, and it literally vanquishes the first signs of sniffles or a cold, and it literally erases these symptoms of a cold, just goes away within an hour. And it's quite striking to see this. There's a number of people doing this now.
Well, we're out of time, Bill. God bless. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you later again. The website, knowledgeofhealth.com. Knowledgeofhealth.com. Thanks very much for being with us. Bye.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
I hope you enjoy our programs on health. We put together some excellent four tape sets with Russell Blaylock, Bill Sardi. If you're interested in getting them, why, you can contact us and we'll have them available in the not too distant future. We have a 2-4 tape sets of my interviews with Dr. Russell Blaylock. One is Life-Saving Secrets. The other is the Wisdom of Dr. Russell Blaylock for 2006, and we'll soon have the 2007. We'll be doing the same thing with Bill's websites. With Bill's interviews, let me suggest you go to his website at knowledgeofhealth.com. You can get certainly Dr. Blaylock's excellent book of the Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, 2 separate books. We recommend you get this information. You start looking after your health. And, of course, you're not getting the right information. There's an organized effort to lie to you. We have a great 4-tape set on statins and how they're poisoning your liver and how certainly the scientists know, the average doctor does not know. We have a little book on statin and points out it increases, in the large studies, increases the incidence of cancer and dementia and cardiac failure and all sorts of physical disabilities. Why? Because you need your cholesterol. If you don't have cholesterol, you're not going to make your sex hormones. You're certainly going to feel chronically fatigued. And we're poisoning the entire American population with statin drugs. We're poisoning their liver, and that's how the figures come down. And they will tell you, if you don't take these statin drugs, you're going to die. They don't tell you you're going to die if you do take them down. And if you look at the statistics, maybe one person in 75 will benefit. But if you've never had a heart attack, there's no benefits at all. However, you better take your statin drugs, because you're going to die if you don't take them. And the trouble is, you're going to die if you do take them. Statistically, they do very, very little good. If you've had a previous heart attack, I mean, you're talking maybe a 3% improvement. But the other 97% of the people will not benefit. Get our 4-tape set on statin drugs. Get our book on statin drugs. Get Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, Life-Saving Secrets, 4 interviews with Dr. Blaylock, The Wisdom of Russell Blaylock, and it's a new 4-tape set for 2006. And we're going to put these together so you can listen and learn. You're going to have to look after your health yourself, because they don't teach this in medical school. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like one of our health catalogs, we'd be glad to send it out. We do carry a number of the products we talk about here. We take them ourselves, and so we figured it was a good idea to at least offer them to you. If you'd like a health catalog, 1-800-544-8927. So we need to get a few of the other things. We don't carry the flaxseed meal. We will as we have time to get all of these things together. So you can readily get hold of them. And, of course, it is so vitally important that people learn what they can do. Postmenopausal women, certainly you should not be on hormones, but you need some estrogen, and you'll get, you know, enough estrogen to keep the calcium in your bones simply by taking the flaxseed meal. All of these are tricks. These are the important things you need to maintain your health and also begin making preparations. What will happen if we go to war with Iran? What will happen as far as the availability of healthy products and food and emergency food and supplies? Start thinking about it. Paper America. Please pay for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardio.